Anti-government protests flare up in Saudi Arabia, this time in the capital city. Angry demonstrators have called for Riyadh to free political prisoners, and they have condemned the government for detaining people without charge. Saudi activists say the ruling regime has jailed 30,000 citizens across the kingdom. Rights organizations, including Human Rights Watch, accuses Riyadh of holding the prisoners under dire conditions. Saudi Arabia has come in for a great deal of criticism by the same groups for showing no tolerance towards dissent. Well, let's talk about this with Mohsen Saleh. He's a professor at the Lebanese University, and he joins us from Beirut. Mohsen Saleh, first of all, before we get to the issue of political prisoners, let's talk about the fact that these protests were held in the capital city, Riyadh. And of course, protests in Saudi Arabia, as we well know, are forbidden. But when it occurs in Riyadh, it is significant, isn't it?
Yes, it is very significant and important. We have seen many protests, whether in some universities, girl universities, and in the eastern part of Saudi Arabia. And every day we know that there are many protests in Riyadh and in other places in Jeddah. But of course, the media, especially the Western media, they cover up on these events. And now, I guess the demonstrations and the protests are widening, and the Saudis are really afraid. And I guess it's about time for the human rights organizations and the UN and the Western and the Eastern media should focus on the tortures and detainees in the prisons of this medieval monarchy.
And of course, when you talk about these rights organizations, such as Human Rights Watch or Amnesty, they have been reporting on this. And there are two factors. One, the number of people who are detained, which some rights activists have put it at 30,000 citizens, and then the dire prison conditions that these prisoners are in. Why is there not a reaction, first of all, when it comes to the situation in Saudi Arabia, even though time and again rights organizations are voicing alarm over it?
Well, I guess the number is more than that, and it's more than 50,000. And I guess they don't mention the prisoners and the detainees from the eastern part of Saudi Arabia because they could not reach to these sites in or prisons in the eastern part. And of course, they are prevented from covering any kind of events in this part. They prevent the media from reaching that. And now the issue here is whether the Western powers, the Western, of course, the UN powers, the United States, whether they have the will to try to protect the human rights. Are they about to do so? And I guess I'm very skeptic about this. And the Western and the United States are covering this kingdom. But sooner or later, Saudi Arabia's people, whether inside Saudi Arabia or in the eastern part or in the parts beside Yemen, I guess, sooner or later, war will collect their efforts in order to defend their basic rights in freedom, free to speak, free to move, free to talk. Not under the Wahhabis' dogma and not under the Wahhabis' very severe and blasphemous line or way of thinking. The Saudis are fed up with this regime, this monarchy.
And it's ironic, isn't it, Mohsen Saleh? And quickly, if you can answer this, that you have the Saudis who are positioning themselves and voicing, for example, in the case of Syria, a government where it has taken steps for reforms, yet blasting the Syrian government and its president Bashar al-Assad.
Well, I guess the Saudis, they know that they are putting fire on some places, whether in Iraq or in Syria or sometimes in Lebanon. But I guess they forget that this fire will go to their place and will burn them sooner or later.
Thank you very much. Mohsen Saleh, professor at the Lebanese University there from Beirut.